If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau, your host here. Excited to bring you a new episode in a segment known as Your First $1,000. Your First $1,000. As you might guess, it's all about how somebody made their first $1,000 with a brand new side hustle. How did they, in fact, get going? How they make it happen? What they learn along the way? And really, if you can make $1,000, you can make a lot more. That is kind of the whole principle here. The steps required to go to the next level are often easier than that first real paycheck. So let's get into the story. Today's feature comes from Emily Martin. She is an HR specialist for her day job, but has fashioned a successful after-hours hustle as the logo lady of Upwork. The logo lady. She's going to tell you more about that. Basically, she does only logos, which has been key to her success, and it allows her to earn a good side income in a manageable number of hours. It's also the kind of thing that she can kind of turn on and turn off. You know, if she wants to work more, then she can do that. If she doesn't want to work for a while, if she wants to go on vacation or just not spend her after hours side hustling all the time, she can just kind of make her account inactive and go back to it. So that sounds like a good setup to me. Let's hear more about it from Emily. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there, my name's Emily. I'm a corporate HR specialist, but for my side hustle, I turned to the logo lady. This quirky nickname has made me a memorable character on contracting sites where I design logos for fledgling businesses. Here's how I made it happen. I've always had a flair for design and an ability to visualize a brand's essence into a simple yet striking image. I never wanted to be a full-time designer. This was just something I did for fun. One day, while I was scrolling through my favorite smoothie place's Instagram and cringing at their lackluster logo, it dawned on me. Why not turn my knack for logo inspiration into a side gig? So, I set up shop on Upwork amply naming my profile The Logo Lady. Key point, I think this name made a huge difference in my ultimate success. It was clear, concise, and people immediately got it. I began by offering a ridiculously competitive rate. Think fast food prices in exchange for a detailed review. The bargain bin price, coupled with the promise of a custom logo, piqued the interest of many a new business owner, and soon I was swimming in requests. My first client was a woman launching a yoga mat business. She wanted a logo that symbolized the connection between nature and personal well-being. I whipped up a sleek design intertwining a leaf and a yoga pose. She was over the moon with the result, and her glowing review was the first of many 5-star ratings that boosted my profile. From there, it was a whirlwind. An artisanal cheesemaker, a tech setup, a vintage thrift store, a hipster coffee shop, they all wanted something. I got to know their businesses, and in return, I gave them logos that reflected their identity. Nothing beats the thrill of seeing your design become the face of a brand. Like I mentioned, I started cheap, hoping to attract clients, and it worked. But as the projects piled up, it was clear that my time was more valuable than what I was charging. So I increased my rates, explaining to my clients that a good design was an investment, not an expense. Surprisingly, most of them got it. Those who didn't weren't the right fit for me anyway. Now, you must be thinking, why only logos? Why not flyers, websites, brochures? Here's the thing. Doing one thing and doing it really well is incredibly powerful. Plus, logos are the first touch point between a brand and its audience. It's the make it or break it of first impressions. Finally, I don't want to be a Jill of all trades designer. I can only work on this 1 or 2 hours a day, so I want to make it count. Therefore, my biggest lesson from this hustle was the power of specialization. In a sea of graphic designers offering a smorgasbord of services, being the logo lady made me stand out. So if you have a knack for a specific skill, don't be afraid to focus solely on it. The world needs specialists. Thanks to everyone for the inspiration. I look forward to hearing my story and hopefully your story as well.
Emily, thanks so much for sharing your first $1,000 story. I really appreciate it. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. We're going to link up Emily's Upwork profile in the show notes page. If you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode, 2375. We're working our way towards, 2,500. Well, 2,400 first, but then that 2,500 milestone coming up in approximately 125 days. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for joining me. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.